welcome back to the Coffee, Cake, and Kegels podcast. I'm your host, Stacey. And on today's episode, I have a very special guest, my friend Talia Jamie. She's a theater arts educator in New York, and she's a wellness mama. She's here to share her knowledge of essential oils and their medicinal purposes. But before we get into all of that, we're going to talk about how we met, how we're both two New York girlies, and how we're having a sleepover tonight at my house. So,
yes.
Welcome, Talia.
Hello, thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
I'm so happy you're here.
Yeah, we've been talking about this for a long time.
We have.
And we're finally doing it.
I know, yeah. It's about time.
Yeah.
So, let's just fill everyone in on how we met.
Yeah. So we met through, so we met through a female support group during COVID.
Yep.
And there weren't many New Yorkers in the group. I remember, now there's probably more. When we started, there was only a few of us. And now, like, the group has grown.
Yeah,
but, so there's probably more, like, New Yorkers, but I haven't really been jumping on it. But there was only, like, three of us. It was you, myself, and someone from Brooklyn. And you and I connected immediately because of the New York vibes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then we hit it off, and then we started doing our own thing.
Yeah.
And we branched out our friendship outside of the group.
Yes, and it was funny because, as we were saying, you know, before, there was everyone in the group was, like, I felt like European.
There was a lot of people from Europe.
Right? I'm like, what? Wait, yeah. Is there anyone?
And, like, there was a couple from like, Midwest America. But, yeah, there was a lot of people from Europe. Well, because the person who started the group was from England, or is from England still.
Yes, yes.
So that's why she had a big following.
But then
already.
I feel like when you and I started to, like, text, and you were like, I'm from New York. I'm like, where?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, like, upstate.
Yeah, like, yeah. West New York.
Yeah, like, the Bronx. So cute, and I'm like, oh, my God, she's really a New Yorker.
Yeah, from the Bronx. That's right. So I'm from the Bronx. I'm a New Yorker. I don't live in the Bronx anymore. I still work there, but I live in Connecticut now. After COVID, I moved out.
You're so preppy.
I know. But, you know, I'm adjusting. I have the uniform now.
You're right.
The Connecticut uniform. Today. Yeah, I came with my Connecticut uniform today. I've been, you know, adjusting my wardrobe. I'm trying to fit in, but I'm still very New York deep down. Either way.
I know, especially when you say coffee.
Yeah, my coffee, which I didn't have today, and I had a lot of caffeine withdrawal today, but I was working through it. I just used some of my oils to help me through it.
All right, so let's talk about these oils.
Yeah.
Because you already saw some of my oils are not that good.
Yeah, I was looking through your collection, and I was smelling them. I was reading the back, especially, because that's my thing when I'm looking at oils. I like to read the back to see how pure it is and what you can do with it. Like, if it says for topical use only, I already know it's garbage.
Right.
Throw it out. It's trash. Because if you can only use it or sometimes it says for aromatherapy only, you know. So, I want a pure oil, just like my food. I want my food pure and good, making sure it's good for me to eat. So, I want that to be with my oils as well. If I can't put it in my body, then I don't want to use it.
Well, that's how it should be.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I agree.
Yeah. So I guess I'll start by talking about how I got into them. Mm-hmm. My son is now, he just turned 8 years old. So when I was pregnant, all of a sudden, like, you become pregnant and you can't do things anymore. Cause it's like, you gotta stay away from cleaning products and you have to stay away from certain things because you're pregnant. And I'm like, but that doesn't make sense. That should be for everybody. Why does me carrying this baby now just limit me? So I was already it was during a time when I wanted to start, like, entering a more clean phase in my life as far as the products that I used, the foods that I was eating, and what I was exposing myself to. And I knew I wanted to get into essential oils. I had been exposed to essential oils before that. Like, I was exposed to, like, oregano when I was sick, peppermint to keep pests away, tea tree oil to put on skin. So I was already kind of curious about it, and essential oils, they were like everywhere. Like, about 10 years ago, you go to like Target and you see them, what are those impulsive buys like at the register?
Yeah,
you'll see like a pack of it there, or a TJ Maxx. And I always wanted to pick one up, but I was like, but I don't know enough about this. I don't want to just buy like a little set of five for $10, and I don't know if it's good. So my cousin actually had an essential oils class in her house, and she had invited me. So I was pregnant, and I was like, you know what? I've been wanting to like get into essential oils anyway and learn how it might be beneficial to me. I'm going to go to your class because this is something I wanted to know, but I didn't know how to get started, and I didn't want to just throw myself to like the crappy stuff out there. So I went to the class and I learned a lot, and that's how I ended up getting exposed to essential oils. And I started using them during my pregnancy. I used it all throughout my pregnancy. I used them when I was in labor, and then I ended up using them with my baby. And now I have two kids, so I use them at home with my family, on my husband, and we're just an essential oil family. And I even bring it to work, and I'm not supposed to like share things with my students, but I kind of share my knowledge. Like when they're going through something, I was like, you know what, we'll help with that. If you could get Pepperdine, that's gonna help, or if you can get this, that's gonna help. So I try to kind of share my knowledge, because you know, they're so used to, my students just know over the counter stuff, like all of us know, you know, like just buy this, but quick fixes. And essential oils, like, it's not a recent like fad. It's been around for centuries. Yes. And we as a species just forgot how to use the medicinal purposes from herbs, plants, you know, flowers, you know, certain fruits. We just forgot how to use these oils, but this has been around for centuries. It's nothing new.
No.
As a species, we just forgot.
Well, we didn't forget.
People
yeah. took it out of books and everything.
And now we just don't know, right? Yeah. So we're like ignorant to these all natural things that the earth gives us. And we are from the earth, so we should be taking things from the earth also, not only when we eat, but when we heal ourselves.
100%.
So, yeah, so that's just kind of like my take on essential oils and why I like to use them. And I brought some with me today.
Yes, she did. They're all lined up so neatly in front of us.
We can play, and I just kind of wanted to share like some of my go-tos. You know, there's so many essential oils that so many people that are into oils that they use for themselves. There's a lot that I have at home that I really don't use that I know other people always use, that they're their staples. So I'm just gonna share kind of what I use, but we could talk about other things too. I guess I'll start with oregano. So when I'm sick,
oregano oil.
So why do you use oregano? What do you use it for?
So I use oregano oil if I get like a hint of a cold or sore throat, I start taking oregano.
Yeah.
Because it is a antibiotic.
Yes, it's an all natural antibiotic. So how do you take it when you take it?
So I'm grossed out by the taste.
Yep.
So I have a funny story about oregano oil. Mm-hmm. When I didn't know I was pregnant with Sophia.
Mm.
And I was getting sick. And this is when we owned our gym. And there was a woman there who was very like into all this holistic health and everything. And she's like, oh, you need to take oregano oil. And I'm like, oh, okay, where do I get it? She goes, Vitamin Shop. So I went to the Vitamin Shop. I'm like, can I get oregano oil? The guy gave it to me. I went home. I took the whole dropper. And I dropped it in my mouth.
Oh no.
I started to throw up. It was just a nightmare. I also was nauseous every day because I was pregnant and didn't know. And I just looked like never again. So I take it in a capsule.
Yes. Okay, so you do use capsules. Awesome.
Yeah,
that's
what
I was going to recommend.
And you know, oregano oil is also known to kill candida in the gut. And in all supplements that are for gut healing, there's always oregano oil.
There you go. See, I learned something new.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely take it in the capsule as well. So when I was first introduced to oregano, I was taking it in a drop of like orange juice mixed with a bunch of other stuff like for colds. And now I take it in my capsule. I put one drop in there and I put other stuff too that helps. So like I'll put tea tree in there because it's like another like antiseptic. And I'll put On Guard in there, which is a blend of different oils that are good for boosting your immune system. So I'll put those three in a little veggie capsule and then I'll ingest that. And that's what I'll take three times a day. And that's my medicine. And that's what I take. It's all natural, healthy. You can't overdose on it. And that's my go-to when I'm feeling sick, when I am sick, all that jazz.
So do you take it every day? Or just when you're sick?
Throughout the duration of when I'm sick.
Okay, yeah.
Only when I'm feeling sick. So when I feel like I'm starting to like feel symptoms, I'll just do the On Guard maybe alone. because On Guard, it's like immune boosting. So I'll take that. And then if I'm like, okay, I'm definitely sick and I need something, instead of going taking Theraflu or over-the-counter stuff, I go to my three, On Guard, tea tree, and oregano, and I do that in my capsule 3 times a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where, and you, your veggie capsules, would you just get them online?
Yeah, so the company I like to buy my oils from, I get them from their website.
Gotcha.
And it brings like 125 capsules in a jar. So they last me a really long time.
All right.
So, yeah. So that's what I do. A lot of stuff also, sometimes like I get a lot of stomach things going on. Not as much now because I've changed my diet and my lifestyle with eating a lot. But DigestZen, it's another blend. It has a bunch of different oils that aid with digestive issues. When I was pregnant, I had a lot of
heartburn.
Yeah, I had a lot of the heartburn, so this helped with that. If I have a tummy ache, if I'm bloated, I will take this. They have like a kid friendly version also, and I do that with some fractionated coconut oil. I put that on my kids and it really helps with stomach stuff, and you can ingest this as well.
So what are some of the herbs, I mean oils, that are in there?
Let us read.
Well, it is herbs, right?
Yeah, so there's like, they're herbs, they're extracted from plants, the oils.
Flowers, right?
Yeah, flowers. This, let's see, what does it say? Oh my God, I can't read my eyes.
I know, the eyes. Yeah, guys, we're getting old.
We're getting older. All right, so there's peppermint in here, and then, and I'll let you smell this, because you could definitely taste, well, you could taste it too if you want. This one kind of has a funky smell to it. There's peppermint. There's coriander seed, there's ginger.
Ooh, good in for here, the gut.
Caraway, cardamom seed, fennel seed,
oh, all good.
Star anise, and yeah, and that's it.
So all good for the gut.
All good for the gut, all put together in a blend for you already.
Love
so
that.
If you don't have this blend available, so this blend is made specifically by this brand doTERRA, you could also take peppermint, because peppermint's really good for the stomach also, and you just rub that right on and it'll help when you're having stomach issues. So I want you to do something. I want you to take a drop of peppermint. You're gonna put it on your palm like this, and I'm just placing it on. Oh my God, this is, there's hardly nothing. Yeah, there it goes.
Okay.
And you're gonna rub this together. There you go, that's good. You're gonna rub it together. You're gonna cup your hands in front of your nose and you're gonna inhale. Woo! Describe what you just felt.
What I just felt? Burning, but in a good way, in my nostrils.
Right?
Like
it just opened up your nostrils, right? And then you can take the rest and just rub it right here on your chest.
I like it.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, I do like it.
So, like, you don't even need to use your, like, I'm Puerto Rican, so we use a lot of vapor rub in my culture. So this will just replace the vapor rub.
Vapor rub is not the culture, girl.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Like,
yeah, it's the generation in total, right?
So
you put that peppermint right there. It's really good for during the winter months.
Yes,
if you're congested,
opens you up.
Also,
good.
If you're sick, also you put that in. You know,
allergies. Too, yeah.
Exactly. So I really love that. I love the peppermint. Speaking of allergies, so this was really big when I got into my oils. I suffer from a lot of seasonal allergies. So you take lemon, peppermint, and lavender, and you put that on your palm, and you do exactly what you just did. You rub it, you inhale it, and then you kind of just place it where you feel your allergies. For me, I get itchy throat, my ears get itchy here, and then sometimes my nose. So I'll just place it there. And I also put all three of those in this roller bottle, and I take this with me everywhere. So when I feel like I'm getting really sneezy or my allergies are starting to act up, boom, I just roll it.
You needed that before when you were
sneezing. I needed it before, and it was upstairs in the room. Yeah. Yeah. And I just roll it right on the places where I need it, and instantly. Like, that's the thing about the oils too. It's not like when you take like over-the-counter stuff or things you get on a shelf at the drugstore where it takes a while to kick in.
Yeah, like
you're getting
instant
relief. Yeah, you're getting instant relief. And then a lot of people are like, oh, but then you just use it once. I'm like, no, it's not magic. You're gonna have to like reapply it later on. But at least you know you can't overdose on it, you know, when it's all natural. And if you have skin sensitivity, you just mix it in with your fractionated coconut oil.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Could you use any other oils? Like, I know for me, when I make
allergies?
Just in general, I know I use, I know it's jojoba.
Uh-huh.
Jojoba.
Oh, I see, as a carrier oil.
Yeah, I like to use that one as a carrier.
Yeah, you can use different carrier oils. I just use the fractionated coconut oil. It's just what I'm used to, but I'm sure you can use like the jojoba, right? Jojoba?
Yeah. I mean, I say jojoba, but I know I'm saying
it. Yeah, it's like jojoba.
Yeah.
Yeah, jojoba. maybe even like almond oil you could use.
I think you really can use any oil like that. Yeah. Even olive oil.
Yeah. Any type of oil. You just don't want to mix it with water.
Exactly.
Just don't mix it with water. But yeah, with the carrier oil, I think any of those are fine. I just like the fractionated coconut oil. Which is different. A lot of people ask, like, wait, is that regular coconut oil that's in my, that, you know, that I make my chicken with? So it's...
No, it's much thinner.
It's thinner, and they take the protein out, which mm-hmm. makes it not able to melt.
It's also a phenomenal...
I mean, pardon.
It's also a great cleaner for stainless steel.
Mm.
I use fractionated coconut oil to clean my stainless steel.
Look at that. And you know what? You can clean with essential oils, too.
I do, with On Guard.
Yeah, you could do that. I clean with lemon essential oil. So I even clean with the oregano and the tea tree. Like, I'll put it in a glass spray bottle, and I put that on my counters.
Viral
exactly, antiviral, right? Like antibacterial spray.
You can make your own.
So I definitely clean with them as well. I make a soft scrub with baking soda and like this concentrate that I buy, and I mix my oils in there with a little bit of water, and sometimes I add like a little bit of vinegar so it gets a little foamy. And you make your own soft scrub. And that's how I clean my bathrooms.
Yeah, because we don't need bleach.
Yeah,
I don't use the bleach.
I use my soft scrub. So, it has a lot of great purposes too. What else? A lot of big go-tos, the lavender. Lavender and tea tree. So like, it's summertime. We have mosquito bites a lot, or bug bites. So I'm actually gonna put it on right now because I got bit earlier when we were by the pool.
Talia also got humped by my dog.
I got humped by the dog.
And
we're not talking right now. We're still not. every time dude comes around, I was like, no, I'm still mad at you.
Yeah, and he left a big scratch on her leg.
Yes.
Thigh.
Yes.
She's like, I gotta put my oils on it.
Yeah, I got oil for that. So I'm putting some tea tree. I just put a drop of tea tree on my finger with lavender oil, and I'm putting that right on this bug bite right here. So it's gonna help relieve my itch, and it's gonna help kind of just heal that a little bit more faster than letting it heal on its own with the tea tree properties in here.
And that's just straight up tea tree. There's no carrier oil with
it. It's just tea tree. It's they actually just started calling it tea tree because it was always called Melaleuca, because that's the actual name of the plant that it comes from. Yeah, so Melaleuca oil, or as we know, tea tree oil.
And I know tea tree oil is dangerous for pets.
Oh,
not good for pets.
I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, like never ever put it on a pet or let them ingest it or anything.
Good to know.
Yeah.
I have like these emotional blends also that I use. One of them's called Balance, and it's like a grounding blend. And I put that on my dog during the fireworks. Well, now she's deaf, so she can't hear anything. So the fireworks don't affect her. But when they did, you know how dogs get really scared of fireworks?
Duke, he can't handle it.
You could even put some lavender. You put some lavender with maybe a carrier oil on your palms and rub it right here on their chest. And
it helps
calm them down a little bit.
I'll try it, definitely. And when people who do energy work,
mm-hmm.
they sometimes rub tea tree oil on the bottoms of their feet because you don't pick up energies from places or mm-hmm. people because of that.
Yeah, I've heard about tea tree on feet. And also putting essential oils when you're using them for like medicinal purposes, it's always good to put it on your feet. Because the largest pores in your body are on your feet. So you want to rub it on that toe and rub it on your feet so it can ingest that oil and start working into your body. Also, frankincense. I know you said you have frankincense.
Love frankincense.
So what do you use frankincense for?
Oh my goodness. I love frankincense. Okay. Mm-hmm. I use frankincense for if I get sick in the wintertime, I rub mm-hmm. it on my feet. Mm-hmm. And then I put socks on and mm-hmm. go to bed.
Yeah.
Frankincense, I also make a face oil with frankincense, black seed cumin oil, and jojoba, and a little bit of castor
oil. Nice.
And that's like an anti-aging, because frankincense is anti-aging.
Mm-hmm.
I rub it on my thyroid. It heals glands and everything. I rub it on my liver. I love frankincense.
Yeah. And it's like anti-inflammatory. So anytime you have anything going on in your body that's inflamed, you put some frankincense right on top of that area, and it'll help with the inflammation.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love the way it smells when I do energy work.
Mm.
When people get on my table, I rub it on my hands. It also blocks their energy from coming onto me.
Yeah.
But I let them breathe it in.
Yeah.
Because it kind of like...
It's a really restful, like, oil. Also, and reassuring. Some people like to sleep with it at night in their diffusers. But yeah, so it's... And when people like ask about essential oils and they're like, oh, that's a new thing, I'm like, no, they gave frankincense and myrrh to sweet baby Jesus.
That's right.
When he was born, that's what the three kings brought.
Yeah.
So like, it's been around for centuries, and frankincense, they actually call it the king of oils.
Yes.
So when in doubt and you don't know what oil to use for whatever's going on with you.
Frankincense.
Yes, exactly. You use frankincense. So when I first started using frankincense, I didn't like the smell of it. And I'm like, oh, it's like a Catholic church in here. I couldn't stand the smell, but I had learned if your body can't stand the smell of it, that means your body needs it. So that's why, like, it's having a reaction to something it's not used to, so your body needs it.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's, I think about that sometimes with food too. Like when I taste something, like a fruit or vegetable that I'm not used to, I'm like, oh, this is like, I don't like this. And I'm like, maybe my body needs it. And that's why I'm not used to this. Body needs it.
They say it also takes your taste buds 10 times before
to adjust to something.
Yeah, like it could actually like adjust to it.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
So just now,
maybe
yeah.
not like it.
I don't, yeah, so I don't have, you don't have it here, do you?
My now I have it in my bedroom.
So I don't have any, but yeah, I started to really love frankincense because in the beginning I didn't, but I love it now too, and I like put it on my face. I would even like, if you have your whatever your night cream is, you could take whatever, or like geranium's really good for beauty as well.
Ooh.
Yeah, from the geranium flower. And frankincense, or you just put it right on your face cream and then you rub it in and boom. So you don't really have to like change your daily face routine. Also, you could just add oils to whatever you're already using. You know, if you really love your Neutrogena cream or whatever it is that you like to use, just put a drop of it right in there, and you know, as you're putting on your daily moisturizer. So that's another way. Or even in your lotion, whatever like body lotion that you use when you get out the shower, just put a drop of that lotion in there too, and you can use it on your skin as well.
Yeah, I love it. I love frankincense.
Yeah.
So now, what are these guys over here?
So yeah, I have a fun treat for you. So these are peppermint beadlets. So this is, I mean, I don't know how big your veggie caps are. You know, this is kind of like a veggie cap. It's really, really small. And this has the peppermint oil, just pure peppermint oil inside.
Okay.
So you're gonna take one. I'm gonna put one there. One is all you need, and it's just like an all natural mint. But what I really like about it, it just like kind of
wakes. I can't even see it coming out.
There you go.
Oh, there we go. I got one.
So because it's a veggie cap, it's going to like dissolve in your mouth. So you're just going to let it pop. You're going to know when it happens. Okay. So you're gonna take one.
Under the tongue, over the...
You can do it on top of the tongue. And I like that you said under the tongue, because a lot of people that use essential oils, like when they ingest them for medicine, they put it under the tongue because that's the best place that you should put it, under your tongue when you're taking it.
Yeah.
So here we go. We're putting it over the tongue like a mint. And we're going to let it do its work.
My mouth is dry.
Yeah, mine too. I'm like swishing it around a little bit. And you'll know when it pops.
I'm assuming we're going to...
Mine just popped. Now I have like an awakening. My whole mouth is like full of peppermint, and I feel like it's consuming the rest of my head. Yep, there it is. Describe what you're feeling for them.
I don't know. It's just very potent.
Right? It's like an Altoid.
It is like an Altoid.
It's like an Altoid where it's opening everything up for you.
Yes.
I feel like my nose.
My nose just opened. Yeah.
Just opened up too. Wow. And I feel like it wakes me up too. I remember when I went to Aruba for my brother's 10-year anniversary, my sister and I were sharing a room with her best friend, and that was our thing, like when we were like tired and we wanted to like wake up because we were in Aruba, like we're like, we're the peppermint beadlets, we need a beadlet, because it just kind of wakes you up.
Yeah.
So, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all natural. All natural mint. And you can also, like, you can use peppermint to make your own, like, toothpaste.
I know.
With like baking soda and peppermint oil, and boom, you have an all natural toothpaste.
And some bentonite clay, there whatever. Yeah.
And you make your own. And you can also use these essential oils, like if you wanted to make your own lotions, which I do, your own like at home remedies, like for skin, or like even like if you have a sore throat. I've made throat sprays before. You could put like tea tree, and I forgot there's so many recipes you could find online, and you make your own throat sprays. You just make sure you buy the proper bottles and stuff for them. And like even for my kids, I would make, there's something called like owie spray. It's kind of like a liquid neosporin, and you put that on like skin rashes, or if they, you know, they get hurt at the playground or something. And you know, you clean up the area, and then you put some owie spray, so it helps, you know, with the healing process instead of putting neosporin or something on it. So there's a lot you can do with like a first aid kit that you can make your own like blends with essential oils and use them on your family, and they're completely safe.
Somebody made me a roller bowl. It's right up there too, right by the and it's She put like little herbs in it, flowers in it.
Oh, okay.
And it's for headaches. And it's all oils.
Yeah.
And it's doTERRA.
I wonder what is, I'm going to smell. I'm going to put it on a, I'm just putting it on the inside of my arm.
And I still use it. You know, I had a migraine yesterday and I should have used that, but I forgot all about it. I just went to bed.
I'm putting some here. Yeah. So I actually have a similar one that doTERRA makes. It's a blend, and it's called Tension Blend. It's good for migraines. So I used to like suffer from chronic headaches like a couple years ago after work every day. The life of a teacher. And like this was what was saving me.
Let me see.
It was my holy grail, saving grace. And I would always use that on my headaches.
This smells different.
Yeah, they're definitely different oils.
Yeah.
I'm wondering this one. Let's read what's in this one. This one, because it's a roller, whenever you have like a roller blend, you want to put some fractionated coconut oil in there. Some of my rollers that I make, I don't put fractionated coconut oil, like my tea tree.
You can see she used regular coconut oil in there.
Yeah, it's really foggy.
It wouldn't do like, yeah, the chunks of it.
Yeah, it's chunky, it's a little foggy. But some stuff, like I'll put the oil alone. But for the most part, when I'm making a roller blend, I do put the fractionated coconut oil. So let's see what's in this. This is the one that I use for my headaches. This has wintergreen leaf oil. It has lavender. It has peppermint. It has frankincense. It has cilantro herb.
Ooh.
It has marjoram. Gosh, my eyes. I always had good eyes. It has chamomile, and see, so it has basil and it has rosemary. So all of those blends, when you like, all of those oils are really good, I guess, with pain relief. And then when you blend it together, it's a really good tension blend for headaches, migraines, etc. So this is my go-to. And you can, when you smell it, it's very herby. You can smell there's herbs in there.
Yeah, it doesn't smell to me like hers is like more, I think, pepperminty.
Yeah, and I feel like lavender too. I feel like I smell, also my nose isn't that good. It is pepperminty.
And something else.
It's like soft. It's like peppermint cup with something soft like lavender or something. So yeah, this one's like my go-to. I really, really love this one. And this one, actually, this roller bottle had finished. So what I did was I bought a 15 milliliter bottle, and I just reuse this bottle now, and I just refill it on my own. So these bottles here, this 15 milliliter, this holds 250 drops of oils, which is really cool because it's a lot. Like if I'm only using one drop of peppermint, you know, for my stomach ache, I could use this bottle 250 times for that stomach ache if there's 250 drops in here.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's also a cheaper option as well. Yeah.
A cheaper option than what?
Than like, you know, buying a stomach Tums. Aid. Yeah, like a Tums or something that you're always like, yeah. So I just need to get one of these, and it's lasting me 250 times.
Yeah, and all those other things anyway come with side effects.
Exactly.
That are not good. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I know, and then I look at the label and I know exactly what this is. This peppermint is just peppermint and that's it. Extracted from a peppermint leaf and that's it. Or, you can have a peppermint tea and one, like 30 mugs of a peppermint tea will equal one drop of this in your hot water.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So 30 peppermint teas equal one drop of this.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. So, you're getting, because you're extracting that oil right from the plant instead of taking the peppermint and brewing it in hot water, right? And
steeping it.
Like, you're just extracting the oil directly and getting the benefits from that peppermint leaf.
So let's say the On Guard, right? Which is for sickness, if you're getting a cold, whatever, viral.
Immune boosting.
Right. Uh-huh. How much would you put in a cup of tea? One drop?
I would just put one drop. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think you need more, especially because some of these have hot oils. Like the oregano, when you were mentioning earlier that it was really hard for you to ingest it. That's because the oregano is considered a hot oil. And it's really hard to ingest hot oils. And cinnamon is in On Guard, and that's a hot oil also.
Yeah.
So it's going to be hard. And remember, these are all natural. They're 100% pure. It's not cut with anything but the actual oil. So if you're putting a hot oil in your water and ingesting it, that might be a little tough to ingest. I would just put one. So the trick is when you're dealing with the hot oil is you take a toothpick and you put the toothpick to the where the oil, your essential oil, and then that toothpick, you put it into your water.
Okay.
And that's the way to do it. So you're not putting a full drop in.
Got it.
You're kind of using the toothpick method transfer it in.
Okay.
Yeah. So because one whole drop might be a lot. And also a lot of people cook with it. So like if you want to put oregano instead of, your dried oregano leaves.
Forget it.
Into your sauce or whatever you're making. For me, my beans. You're going to ruin your dish by putting a whole drop of oregano.
No kidding, yeah.
So you have to just you got to do the toothpick method and you got to put that there and then the toothpick into your pot.
I would never think to cook with the oils.
Oh, I do all the time. I love cooking with my oils. I do it all the time. So if I'm a pescatarian. So if I'm making fish, I will put a drop of my lemon oil into the pan with the oil that's there before I put my fish in, and I'll let that kind of like the lemon oil blend with the regular cooking oil, and then I'll add my fish and it just really infuses the flavor. I'll take my rosemary oil, which rosemary is really good for hair growth.
Yes.
And you put it on your scalp for that, and you can make a blend, like a spray blend as well.
Which I have,
But I like cooking with it too, because I'll make like carrot fries. And I'll take a drop of rosemary oil. I'll put it into like whatever oil I'm gonna coat my carrot sticks with. And it tastes so good. Like I'll put it in the air fryer and it just like infuses the food with that oil. Like it's really good to cook with oils. I do it a lot.
Yeah.
And I put them in my smoothies. You know, as you said, people put them in their teas. You can even put your lemon in your water, in your stainless steel. Or your glass water bottles.
You would think. I never would think to do it.
Yeah, instead of like chopping up your lemon wedges and put it in your water to go, just take a drop of the lemon essential oil and put it in your water, and now you have your lemon water all day.
Yeah, but here's my question about lemon. So the whole purpose of lemon water is to get vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
Is there vitamin C in the oil? Do you know?
That's a good question, because the oil is extracted from the peel.
Oh, that's where the vitamin C is.
Okay, so then there you go.
And all the antioxidants.
I see. It's in the peel.
Yeah.
Yep, and that's where the oil is extracted from. It's from the peel itself.
Oh.
Yeah. So there you go. So you're getting your lemon benefits from your oil. And once again, if you get a 15 milliliter bottle that's ingestible, that's pure lemon oil, then you have 250 drops in there. You have 250 days of lemon water instead of buying lemons at the store. Yeah, right?
Oh my
I know.
God.
It's amazing. And all you need is like one drop of the lemon oil. Like a lot of people, I mean, if you have like a pure oil, it's not cut with other things, so you just need one drop and you're going to see like, oh, you should. See, our waters are getting a little low that we brought here, but I'll say we should have put some drops in our... Yeah. Or any of the citrus oils you could put. Like I put grapefruit in there, orange in there.
Mm.
So you could put any of the citrus oils in your water.
I love that.
It's a nice addition.
Yeah, I didn't even think. And you would think, like, I have these oils. And
yeah. And you just want to make sure, as I said before, you want to put it in a stainless steel water bottle or glass. Because if you put it in plastic, the oil is going to break down the plastic.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it in plastic. I don't drink.
I mean, we shouldn't do that anyway. But yeah, so you know. Just, you know, for the those listening, if you put the oil in plastic, it's going to break down the plastic, so don't do that.
Yeah, and don't drink out of oil. I mean, out of plastic.
Yeah, don't drink out of our plastic.
Don't do it.
So yeah, so then there's another one that I really used to love during my pregnancy. It's called Deep Blue. So I didn't bring the oil with me. It's also another blend. And this one is not ingestible because there is a plant that us as humans, we shouldn't be ingesting it. And I can't remember the name of the plant. So please don't ask me. But I do have versions of it. So the blend itself is called Deep Blue.
And it's good for like muscle aches, right?
Yeah. And it's like, so if you smell it, it's like, you know, like it smells like a Bengay or something like that. Or Tiger's Balm.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. So I used it all throughout my pregnancy for my back pain. And when I was in labor in the hospital. Labor and delivery, really? I was putting Deep Blue. My sister was, I was like, put the Deep Blue. And she was putting the Deep Blue on my back.
It's a topical analgesic. So it takes away pain.
Mm-hmm. So it's really good. So my husband, I got my husband into it now too. So he's into the Deep Blue.
He's rubbing it all over.
So yeah. So they have the oil of it. You can cut it with fractionated coconut oil so you can apply it on your body. But what I really like about this brand here is that they have it in this stick. So it's just convenient because also the smell is so strong. I hate sometimes rubbing it and now it's all on my hands. And so I gotta go get up and I gotta wash my hands after I was in bed, just rubbing it on my back or my shoulder or whatever. So I like this little stick because it's convenient. I also have it in a roller. Where's my roller of it? I have it in a roller, which seems, oh, right here. There it goes. I made a roller of it as well. Which it's so funny, when I made this roller, it was kind of like, guess that oil because I didn't put the label on it. So for months, I had no idea what this blend was. And then I remembered.
Oh, it's Deep Blue. Okay, because it doesn't smell like that.
It doesn't smell exactly. Yeah. So
interesting.
Yeah. So I have it in a roller. And then also they have like these cute little packets. So I'll travel with these.
Yes, I've seen those before. A friend of mine sells doTERRA.
Oh, okay. So I like these little packets as well. But once again, if you have pain and stuff, like peppermint's really good for the pain relief because it has like that cooling effect too. So, and peppermint's also really good for headaches as well.
Yeah.
Peppermint's good for so many things. I love peppermint. It's really, really
good.
What's
this little
guy? All right, so this is called Peace. So a lot of people, when they hear about essential oils, they think about aromatherapy. Mm-hmm. So I like to diffuse oils also at night. So I have a diffuser for the kids. It's like a kid-friendly one. It's spill-proof. Because you gotta put water in it. So I have like certain oils for them that I diffuse at night. And then I have some for me that I like to use. And I like to do a lot of blends at night as well. So you can blend your own. Like I'll blend eucalyptus and lavender during the winter months. Because eucalyptus is really good to open up the airways.
Yeah.
So I'll blend that at night. Or I'll just take one of my emotional blends. This one's called Peace. I have a couple of them. But I just figured I'd bring one today.
Oh, I like that, yeah.
Right? So it's peaceful. Yep. That would be good if you do your sessions and you have like one of your aromatherapy blends.
I used to diffuse lavender and things like that, but then I stopped.
Yeah. And so. I mean, if you're really into blending oils, like for diffusing purposes, if you go online, there's so many different blends that you could put together. Like, oh, I didn't realize if I do like wild orange with cinnamon and this and that, like it'll make this, and then they'll call it a cool name. Like it'll make this tutti frutti like smell. Like I don't know. They have like all these weird like cereal sounding names. But yeah, they have like really cool blends if you find them online and if you're into that. And like I like diffusing more than lighting a candle. So I just rather diffuse because I know I'm inhaling something that's natural as opposed to like a candle I'm getting from Walmart that
don't even
has
go there.
Crap
yep.
in it. You know what yep. I mean? So you can't really trust these candles either because you're inhaling that. It's going in your body. It's going in your lungs. So at least here I'm getting the medicinal purposes of the oil if I'm diffusing something, right? It's going in my body still. I'm getting its benefits and I know it's all natural.
So if you want to, like, if you have something funky, like smelling in your house, get some lemon essential oil, diffuse that in the room to help take the smell away, as opposed to doing your Febreze and opening the windows.
Like, I won't even,
Yeah, so just...
I don't do anything with fragrance, and I have candles. I don't light them.
Yeah, they're decorative.
Yep, just look at me.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so I really, after I got into essential oils, I told my husband, I was like, no more candles, because he was big on Yankee candles. That was his thing. The Yankee candle, he wanted to always do it. Because
they smell so good.
But we don't do the candles anymore.
And the Bath and Body candle.
Yeah, yeah. So we don't do the candles anymore. We just diffuse. So, so that's that. Some of the, anything else here that I didn't? We talked about Digest, we talked On Guard. Oh, I brought citronella for fun because I know it's, that time. So this is a citronella oil. A lot of people have citronella candles in their backyards. So this I actually put in a stainless steel spray bottle, and I spray that around my deck to keep the mosquitoes and stuff away.
I love it. Can you put it on yourself too?
Yeah, you can. I'm pretty sure you can make a like a blend with fractionated coconut oil or something else, maybe with just like water or another. A lot of people put like
witch hazel
exactly in their sprayers, so you can mix it with that and put it on you. I do have some homemade like bug spray also.
I hate the smell from citronella.
Really?
I do. I love the smell of citronella.
Do you?
I like citrus, but citronella, I don't know. I think I have like PTSD from all the years of like the candles, sniffing in the candles. I don't know.
Yeah. So I thought that was another fun one. So this one I just got, I think, last summer. So I've been spraying it a lot on my deck, and I just keep that bottle right on my deck around, because I have a lot of ants where I live on my deck. So keep the ants away.
You know what I learned also? Tea tree, if you have mold, never put bleach on mold, because bleach makes mold spores spread.
Oh, instead, like activates it.
Yeah, instead use tea tree oil.
Look at that.
It literally kills mold.
There you go.
So I learned. I was like, oh, good to know, good to know.
And it's really good to have in your household, because like, as I said, you could clean with it. You can, like you just said, put it on mold. You could use it on your plants. And to keep pests away, like peppermint, it's really good to keep pests away. So I always used to put peppermint in a little spray bottle and keep it in my classroom, because we would go on break for a week and then I would come back. My building is so old and nasty that like there was always a creepy crawly creature in my classroom that I did not want, or like a mouse or something. So I would always hit up my closets in my classroom, all the corners around the windows, to make sure that no friends would come into my class and squat there for a week while I was away. So I even got one of the Spanish teachers next to me. She would do it too. She's like, you have your peppermint? And we would just spray it around. So peppermint's really good to keep pests away. And cinnamon's really good to use on your plants and in your garden as well, to keep pests away as well. So they're really good for just household things that you need. As well,
endocrine disruptors and all that stuff.
We have oils that we're using for us, we have them that we're using for our household, we're using them on our family, we're cooking with them. Like, there's so many purposes for essential oils in your home. You could use it for so much.
I love it. So now let me ask you something. If somebody wants to purchase oils from you, where can they find you?
Yeah, so because I'm a teacher, my page is private, but I am on Instagram. So I'm Talia_Munique, M-U-N-I-Q-U-E.
I'll write it in the
Yeah. So they could just reach out to me. So I like to purchase oils from doTERRA. That's just been my favorite that I found of oils that I've been exposed to. So they're just my go-to, and I just trust them more than a lot of the other oils that I've come across. So if they are interested, I could point them in the direction of how to do that. I'm also a wellness consult with them. So I'm happy to help anybody who wants to get into essential oils. Just send them my way. Yeah. But if not, like, you know, I really encourage your listeners to just learn and go on, you know, the internet and just learn about essential oils and really see how they can benefit from having essential oils in their life, and then go out and start, you know, experimenting and adding it into their daily life.
Yeah, and that's what this podcast is really all about.
Yeah.
Is like learning and figuring things out and, you know, so doing your own research and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Because this really is, I really do feel like this is the way we're going in the future. This is where health is going. It's going back to the basics. Of what we used to use.
Exactly. And that's what it needs to be too. You know, like as I said, we come from the earth. So we need to put things in our body that is from the earth as well. Not just the food we eat, but also the healing, you know, methods out there need to be from the earth as well.
Yeah.
So this is a nice way to start implementing that into your lifestyle if you're trying to live more holistically and, you know, more friendly to the environment and to yourself.
Yeah, and it's a simple, like, it's an easy way to start.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, let me get an oil and diffuse it. Like, that's, I know that's what I did. I was like, let me get an oil and let it diffuse it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's just how it starts. It's like the simplest thing.
Yeah. And then once you start learning about essential oils, like when I started learning, I was like learning so much. Like every day my mind was blown with like how much like information is out there and how many uses you can have from these oils. So I was just so blown away. And then like slowly I started building my collection and, you know, getting more and more to add to it. But I would say for anybody who is wants to dabble, that they're new to essential oils and they want to dabble, I recommend get a peppermint, get a tea tree, and get a lavender.
I was going to say lavender.
Yeah, get a lavender. Where's the lavender? Where are you at? There you go.
Yeah.
Get a peppermint, get a tea tree, get a lavender, get an oregano, and I would say get a lemon.
That's a good start.
Yeah, I say those five, that would be best. So if you go somewhere and they have like, you know, like here, a set of five for like $10, really make sure you're reading that label, make sure that it's all natural, whatever that you're buying. If it's like for diffuse purposes only, then there's probably just a lot of fragrance in there and it's garbage, because if you're working with the real oil, you need to be able to use it in all forms on your body, not just something you're diffusing, right? If it's saying just diffuse it but don't intake it, then I don't trust it. So make sure you're really reading that label and don't just buy something for fragrance. I mean, I would really make the commitment and use oils to serve in multiple areas of your life, not just to make your room smell nice.
Right, and there are other, if people don't want doTERRA, there's also, I know Young Living is another brand, Revive is another brand that's decent, but like the ones you're getting in the stores, a lot of them are garbage.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. So. That's why I read the label and really do your research and see what's good for you. Mm-hmm. And as a good starter, I say peppermint, tea tree, lavender, and oregano, and lemon. Definitely try to pick those up as you start to dabble with essential oils in your life.
Well, thank you so much for educating.
Yeah, I hope that was informative.
That was informative. Yeah. I know I learned some stuff, so.
Okay, yay.
I love it. So thank you so much for being my guest.
Thank you for having me. And yeah, definitely share my info if anybody wants to reach out. I'm always here to help and answer any other lingering questions anybody might have.
Perfect. And I will link up her information in the details of the episode. Once again, guys, thank you for listening.